Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, 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 hallelujah. He will fix it. He will fix it. There's no reason to be in despair. There's no reason to be down and out. There's no reason to feel bad. Listen, God has not deserted us. God has not left us. God is still sitting on the throne. He is still in charge. He is still all-knowing, almighty, and all-powerful. Amen. Glory to God. This is a day to praise him. This is a day we should be worshiping him and in joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to your Fixing Six. And I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. We'd like to thank all our listeners all around the world, each and every city, each and every country, wherever you may be, you and you. We say thank you. We thank you. We ask God to bless you and keep you in his perfect peace and his perfect care. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's such a beautiful day. No matter what the situations may be, no matter what the president say, no matter what the doctors say, I'm going by what God say. Amen. He will never leave me nor forsake me. So I know all is well. Amen. Glory to God. Before I go any further, please allow me to open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your son who died on the cross so we can live and have everlasting life, eternal life with you, praising you and worshiping you on a daily basis. Lord, we just thank you right now for your mighty move, your mighty healing hand, your mighty wind, Father. We know that you have a plan, God, and we thank you in advance for the plan, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So if we come to you touching and agree that you are almighty and all-powerful in all that you do, God, we say thank you in advance, God. We hold up holy hands saying thank you, glorify you, Father. Bless our family, our friends, our neighbors, and even on the day, even bless our enemies, God. We thank you in advance, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Who's your daddy? Amen, who is your daddy? Hallelujah. We're in some turmoil now. We're in some tough times. You know, some things is going on that out of man's control. It's not out of God's control, but it's out of our control. And there's different things going on in the atmosphere. There's different, you know, people are just some people are panicking. Some people are getting anxiety attacks. Some people are making themselves sick. You know, it's just so much going on. And I believe that it's happening because we forgot who our Father was. Amen. We forget who our Father is. It's just like, you know, growing up in the natural world, you know, somebody asks you, like, who's your father? You know, when the last time you seen your dad? Do you even know who your father is? And that's the question I ask us as, you know, even Christians, people that are not saved, do we really know who our Father is? Do we really know that God is spiritual and not natural? Do we really know who he is? Do we know that he is holy? Do we know that he is true? Do we know that he is just? Do we know he is good? Do we know he is eternal? Amen. We're gonna talk this evening. But we do have Bible. We do have scripture. Never that. We do have scripture. Amen. Glory to God. But I just wanna get us back to the point where we remember who we serve. Remember who our Father is. You know, I listened yesterday to Mount Carmel Ministry Radio as Apostle Callie McNeil came with the word, and something stuck with me, and it sticks with me as she talked about this beautiful flower growing up, being planted in this real dirty, filthy surroundings. Everything around it was garbage and trash and nasty, but it grew up so beautiful. And I kind of look at the situation like that now, like everything's going on around us. We're still planted where God wants us to be planted at. We're still beautiful. We're still powerful. We're still in God's hand. Listen, where he plants us is where our ministry is. He has a plan for this. That's why he planted us where he planted. So don't let no one uproot you prematurely. Don't let no one remove you and say, this is not your ministry. You should be here. Supposed to be a minister. You're supposed to be on a praise and worship team. You're not supposed to be on a praise and worship team. You're supposed to be a deaconess. Don't let nobody uproot you prematurely. If that's what God has rooted us in, let us grow and bloom and blossom the way God wants us to blossom. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to, you know, like I said, I want to talk tonight because a lot of times, do we know who is talking to us? Do we know who we are listening to? Do we know who we're responding to? Amen. A lot of us done got to the point that we done forgot God's voice from the enemy's voice. You know, we in one day, we out the next. You know, we in, we out. You know, we straddling the fence, so we done got confused. So any voice that's saying anything to us that we want to hear, we assume that it's God's voice, even though we know it's wrong. We know it's not of God if it's wrong. Amen. And a simple way to understand that is a very we had to apply, it's a certain test that we had to apply to whatever is going on in our life, like our situation right now. Amen. Because godly stuff is happening. When God's stuff is happening in our life, the devil's stuff is not. Amen. Amen. Is this giving me faith and strengthening my spirit and my vitality, or Is it robbing me of those things? We must remember that God does godly things and the devil does what? Devilish things. Because it is impossible for God to do something devilish as it is, you know, impossible for the devil to do something godly. So we can distinguish between what is actually godly and what is devilish by looking at the character of God and the character of the devil. Now, we all know the character of God, and we know some of the characteristics. We know all the characteristics of the devil. Anything that's not of God is of the devil. Amen. Anything that leads us into the sin, anything that's not pleasing to God, amen, those are characteristics. And we got to start looking, and I keep saying that one of the things that I'm looking at is the characteristic of fear. Fear and panic and dismay. Like, what happened to the belief? What happened to the faith? What happened to the continue to pray? What happened to let's fast and make something happen? Let's fast and ask God to make something happen. Let's come together in fellowship and make something happen. We got to remember God is spirit, not natural. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we know and we recognize, like, you can recognize my characteristics, right? And some characteristics about you I probably can recognize. Amen. And the same is true about God and the devil. So just say if you had somebody who never repaid their loans. They borrow stuff, but they never pay you. Amen. Actor helps you anticipate what the result will be, and we can save ourselves a lot of grief by telling him, I'm sorry, but what? I can't lend you no more money. Because you already know he ain't going to pay you back. You already know his character. You know he or she comes, they borrow all the time. Can I borrow wig? Can I borrow some sugar? You got some extra eggs? Can I hold your car? I'm going to put gas and all those little things, and they never fulfill what they say they're going to do. That's not a characteristic of God. Now, I'm not saying that they can't be saved. I'm not saying that they can't be delivered. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying the character that we're operating in at that moment. Amen. So we'll save ourselves a lot of grief. You'll save yourself a lot of headaches because you already know what they're going to do. So it's just easy enough to say, listen, I'm sorry, but I can't loan you no money. I can't let you hold my car. I ain't got it if you don't have it. And the same is true in our dealings with God and the devil. If God is doing something in my life, I want to cooperate with God. But if it's the devil, I want to stop him from doing whatever he's doing as soon as possible. Now, see, that's the thing. As soon as possible. Don't wait till the chaos done got worse. Don't wait till the on the Richter scale, or earthquake is a 2.5. Now it's a 7.9 on the Richter scale. That's a little too late. When you know the enemy is in your life and he's doing things and trying to corrupt your mind or do anything that's not of God, we got to stop him immediately. I want to stop him from whatever he's doing as soon as possible. And that's my right, and that's your right as a child of God. You have the word in you. We have prayer in you. You have a worship in you. You have praise in you. You have intercessor friends. You know, and we know how to go to God. We have no excuses to be, and I know it's hard to say this, but there's times when we put ourselves in situations that we shouldn't even be in. Okay, right now I don't have everything I want. But I have something. God has given me something. He's given me life. He's given me hope. And he's still giving me my life. So I don't know what his plan is. But if he's keeping me around, I know it's going to get better. My job is to look at the same characteristics of God and just be humble. I have to be humble and wait on the Lord. I have to be humble and just wait my turn. Because if you've ever been in the back of the line, you turn that line around, where are you at? In the front. You got to turn that situation around. Whatever the enemy meant for bad, you got to go to God and make that thing for good. Amen? So we're going to talk about some of God's character, and we're going to do that by, I know a lot of y'all studying, y'all know who God is, but we want to talk about how he deals with us in any given situation. That is putting God, we're not going to put God in a box, first of all. But what I'm saying is God will always be mighty. We got to understand God is so mighty, so powerful. He can be in so many places at one time. One of the wonderful features of heaven is that God will continue revealing himself to us throughout the ages of eternity. But it's so great that we will never know all there is to know about him. That's how great God is. We will never know. We will never, never know all there is to know about him. So if somebody's that powerful and so that mighty, that's who I want to latch on to. That's who I want to serve. That's who I want to put my trust in. That's who I want to believe, and that's who I want to walk with. That's who I want to have my faith in. That's who I just want to worship and praise and trust in. Amen? Hallelujah. God has revealed about himself to this point in his life. We have to consider everything that God has done in his word, in your personal life. How many times did you have went and got a word from the Bible or wherever God has given you this word from, and he manifested it in your lives to show himself worthy to be praised, to show himself worthy to be honored and adored and worshiped? There's times when we sat around and didn't know. There's times when you just be sitting around and God is speaking and speaking and speaking. We don't hear it a lot of time because we're preoccupied with other things. We got other things going on in our mind. We're not allowing God's word to manifest itself to its fullness. We're not even taking the time to consider and say, listen, I'm just going to sit here today. I'm going to stop everything that's moving. I'm going to turn this news off because it's depressing. I'm going to stop listening to them because they're getting on my nerves. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to talk to my father. And my father, whatever he says, that's what I'm operating in. And because if we're operating in the things of God, you know how much more joyous we would be? Do you know how much more happy and glad and loving we would be? We would be at a point of praise almost every day. We would be at a point of worship every day. We would be at a point of like, okay, so what? Let it be what it is, but God, you have the final word. Amen. Like I said earlier, we got to remember that God is a spirit. And we got to remember that we are not dealing with some kind of super, like Superman and none of that cartoon crap. But God is in a category all by itself. Amen. And if we want to communicate with God, we must do it on God's terms. We can't just go to God when we want to hear from God. We just can't go to God when we want a blessing. We just can't go to God because today I feel I ain't got nothing to do. I want to talk to God. We got to do it on God's terms. Seek his face early if my people, amen, turn from their wicked ways. God say, come to me. Seek me early. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. We got to do it on his terms because he is a spirit. And they that worship him must do what? We must worship him in what? Spirit and truth. Amen? We must worship him in spirit and truth. So that is why it is so important to recognize where we hear God's voice in our being, so the devil can't trick us by sounding God like, because the enemy knows the word also. So when we know in our spirit that this is really God, what we are communicating with, we can be absolutely sure that we are hearing and walking in truth. But first, we got to know that that is God and not a God-like sound. We have to know in our spirit that this is really God that we are communicating with. Amen. Glory to his name. We got to remember that God is holy. He has never been touched in any way by sin, nor will he be involved with sin or sinful nature. We got to remember God is not involved in sin. So when sin creeps up, hey, my father is not involved in that. So if he's my father and I'm trying to emulate him, I'm trying to imitate him, and I'm trying to be like him, I know this is not of him. I know he's not pleased if I partake in of that sin. The Bible says, do not partake in another man's sin. So if I know sin is coming up, wait a minute. Wait a minute, I'm trying to be like God now. Wait a minute, just like you try to be like Jordan, you go buy Jordan shoes, you try to jump out the sky, you got your tongue hanging out your mouth, you're doing all this stuff to try to be like. So if you're trying to be like Christ, we have to be holy. We have to be of spirit. We have to be humble. We have to be loving. We have to be infinite. We have to be truthful. We have to be just. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He has never been touched by sin. He has never been involved in sin. So what are your, okay, what is my, okay, if I'm saying my experiences has anything to do with sin, you know God is the author of it, right? It's not the author of sin. So let no man say when he is tempted, that's what the Bible says, let no man, right, say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. So that's a lie. When we, oh God, oh, if God would have did this, I wouldn't have had to do that. Oh, I know God, he was pushing me in that direction. I asked him for a husband, and he keep putting Leroy in front of me, so I know that God is saying, no. Stop saying God is having us do sin, things that's not of him, things that are wicked, things that are sinful. God is not of a sinful nature. The book of James tells us that. Chapter 1, verse 13, it tells us that. This is also a tip off on how to get along with our Heavenly Father. Because guess what? If God doesn't like sin, the less we are involved with sin, the better our relationship with God is. Because the thing that God don't like, we're not participating in. So he's going to, and not to say he doesn't, listen, I'm not saying that God don't love everybody. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying we know right from wrong. And God is not pleased when we're operating in those sinful things. That's why he delivered us. That's why he brought us out of our darkness into his marvelous light. That's why he works on us on a daily basis. That's why the pastor talks about the burning of the fire. That's why the pastor gives you Bible study. That's why the pastor says fast. That's why the pastor say come to church every Sunday so we can get the information. We can't run on our own juice. Oh, I'm going this Sunday because Pastor JoJo preaching, and I like the way he danced across the floor. But if you get, are you getting impact? Are you getting empowered with the word of God? Is your spirit man changing? Is your spirit man changing the way God is? Is it mirroring God in the sense of we're not going to be like God, but we can be God-like. God, we have God-likenesses. Amen. The likeness of God. Amen. Glory to God. I know I'm not going because I don't like the way she preach. I'm not going because I don't like the way she sing. They don't prophesy at that church. I'm going over here where I can get a prophecy. You can get a prophecy out of the word of God. Amen? We got to understand these things. We just really got to understand. We're talking about the characteristics of our Father. Amen? And one of the characteristics, God is internal. Amen? He was not born, and he will not die. He has always existed. And always will exist. Therefore, amen, he may not have the same impact on God as it does on us. We are pressured by time, but God isn't. That may be the one of the reasons we have trouble with God's timing in some of our situations. Because we're worried about time. Oh, he ain't do it yet. Oh, my God, I got to make something happen. Oh, my God, I got to make a move. Oh, he ain't going to do it. Doubt starts creeping in. Then the enemy starts talking to you. It sounds like God, but it's not of God. You know why? It starts putting fear in your mind. It starts putting doubt in your mind. It starts getting you sick. You start backing up off. You say, I don't even feel like church today. So it sounds like God, but it's not God. Amen. That's one of the reasons that we have trouble with God's timing in some of our situations. The fact is that God's timing is always perfect. And I want to go to a scripture to read a scripture with me. If you just go to the, because I want to back it up. Go to the book of Psalms with me. Amen. And we're going to go to chapter 90. We're going to go to verse 2. Hallelujah. Now we do have the word. I mean, I did want to just talk because I wanted to talk. Because I know what God was saying, but I always got to back God's saying up with his word. That way we know it's of God. Amen. Psalms 9:90, verse 2 says, before the mountains were brought forth or ever you had formed the earth and the word, even from everlasting to everlasting, what? You are who? God. Now let's go to 102. You got to remember, he's almighty. He's all powerful. He's never going to go nowhere. He's never leaving us. He's never leaving us. 102, verse 25 and 27 says, of all you laid the foundation of the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. He laid the foundation of the earth. Amen. And the heavens will change them and they will be changed. But guess what? He will be the same. Amen. The Bible says you will be the same, which is God. Amen. He will be the same. He's not, listen, he's not going to change up on you in a bad situation. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to depart from us. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about me right now. It amazed me how when everything is going good, your spirit is high, and you're jumping and you're singing, and nobody can shut you up. You always got a word for this one. You always got a word for that one. You want to pray for this one. You want to pray for that one. But when things start getting a little shaky, do you still have that fire? Are you still wanting to go out and pray for somebody else when your mountain is rubble, or your mountain is getting deeper, or your wilderness seems to be getting darker? You still have that same fire. You still have that same impact, because you know the same God is still there with you. The same God will never change. The same God who will never go nowhere. He's going to be here when time is gone. That mighty God. He's trying to get us to come together and praise him again, trusting him even more, giving us and putting us in situations that we never thought we would be in. There's nobody, and I can't say it for sure because I don't know, but I believe that there's not really nobody who's still living on this earth today can say that they thought that the world would be the way it is right now, that we can't go nowhere, that there's a nobody's working, we don't have all the essentials that we may need, the churches are shut down. You know what I mean? You can't say that. But God has a plan, and in his plan, he's not going to leave us. He's mapping it out. He's all over the place, Chicago, Detroit, Delaware, Philly, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia. He's everywhere, picking and moving and shifting, and he's everywhere making everything happen. We just got to trust in him. Amen? We got to remember he's omnipotent, infinite. His power is without limits, except when he limits himself. No one can stop him but him. He limits. That's the only thing. And what I mean by that, God has the power to force every person in the world to accept Christ as their Savior in an instant. But God wants us to accept Christ because we want to do it, not because we are forced into it. You want to marry that man because you love him, not because somebody forced you with what they call a shotgun wedding. No, you want it. You worked hard and went to school for years and years to get this job, not because nobody forced you to be a brain surgeon. You wanted to. You wanted to be a school teacher. You wanted to serve God. You sat back and said, Lord, if you help me, if you change me, if you put me in a situation to do your work, here I be, use me, here I am. See, when we say these things, we need to be in the Bible at the same time. We need to be in the Bible and say, okay, now, Lord, I know some trials and tribulations going to come, and I know I'm going to have to do some suffering, and I know everything ain't going to be the way I want it to be, and I know that everything ain't going to be a good day, and I know every day the sun ain't going to shine, but I put in my heart, and I trust and believe in you so much that no matter what happens, I still want to serve you, and the way you do that is walk the walk. Yeah, walk the walk. See, he watching those who's walking. He hear the ones that's talking. He can shut us off anytime. He already know. But when he see us walking the walk, walking the walk, he loved Abraham. He loved Noah. He loved these guys. He loved us too. But he's looking for somebody to walk that walk. We got to stop going to God thinking we fooling him, thinking we just putting something over on God. God knows everything. Remember, he's the creator of all things. He put us here. Amen? He don't want to do it because he wants us to do it ourselves. And he has limited himself to allow us to choose own free will. And when what will we do with Jesus? Amen. Psalms 103, we right there already. Psalms 103:19 said, the Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. His kingdom rules over all. There's no need to worry. His kingdom rules over every situation. Every situation. He is everywhere in the universe at the same time. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Amen. That's the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verse 7 through 10. That's the word. Look at it. I go right there with you if you want to go with me. 139, which I was already there, but amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to remember, you are there. The believers can rejoice and rest in the knowledge that God is present in every place, in every situation in our life. Situations such as this, God is present. He's sitting back right now. I can't say what he's doing because I don't know, but I just believe that he's watching to see who's still staying faithful. He's watching to see who's still praising him. He's watching to say who's not arguing and grumbling. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. Who's still being humble? Who's still loving him? Who's still preaching his gospel? Who's still getting up early in the morning seeking his faith? Who's still worshiping him? He's everywhere. He's everywhere. He's in every situation. In this time, if we know that that's a question we can all ask ourselves, when was the last time since this thing started that we had a sincere conversation with God? Not about nothing, but God. Like, Lord, you mighty, man. You're in control of this thing. I just want to, you know, what can I do to stay closer to you? We'll be back in a second.
I like that, y'all.
I've had my share of heartache, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble.
I've had so many days.
moment, but I'm still here, yeah. Through it all. Another day's journey. Woo! God kept me here. I don't know how you feel about it tonight, but I thank God that I'm still here. I made it. Woo! God kept me here. Let me tell you what it was, y'all. Listen. It's by the grace of God that I'm still here today. He was always there, no matter what came my way. A very present help in my time of need. Standing right there just to see about me. His arms around me. It hasn't been easy, no. I made it. Oh, oh, oh. God kept me here. And I just want y'all to know it tonight. I made it.
Yes, I made it.
I'm still here. And a lot of folks said that I wouldn't be here tonight. But
I made it
by the grace of God, y'all.
Yes, I made it.
I'm still here. Yes, I am. I had to lay awake in the midnight hour sometimes, tossing and turning.
I made it
all night long.
Yes,
have anybody ever had to lay awake all night long sometimes?
I'm still here.
Tears in your eyes, wondering what the next day was gonna bring. But God, I kept it all the way. Yes, he did.
Yes,
you made it through your trials. You're still here tonight. Come on and let me see those hands in the air tonight.
The Lord, everybody, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. Hallelujah. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Glory to God, glory to God. I just want to bring some announcements to you today. Praise God. God, hallelujah, welcome. And just letting you know, praise God, that we appreciate you. We appreciate your sacrifice. We appreciate your love. We appreciate your support. Amen, hallelujah. And this time, join us on Monday night at 6 p.m. at Your Fix at 6. Amen, with no other than the one and only, amen, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Glory to God, where love is flowing. Amen, glory to God. And he is really keeping it real. And don't forget, amen, hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. I will be on the air, amen, Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. Be prompt. Don't forget, amen, to set your clock. Thanking God, amen, for you, you, and you. And we just added another one, y'all. Friday night, Fresh Fire Friday. Come on, hallelujah, at 7 p.m. Praise and worship, amen, and inspiration, amen. Different artists, we're just going to keep playing some music, keep on believing God, keep on trusting God. And I'm telling you, it's going to be such an uplifting. And don't forget, amen, on Sunday morning, because right now, y'all, we cannot go to the church house, but we can bring the church to you at Mount Carmel International Church, amen, 9 a.m. on Sunday service, amen. And I don't know, y'all, but it might be a surprise to you. But what can happen is, amen, I can come forward, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil, or Pastor Matthew McNeil. He will be coming forward, either or, but we will be there, and we're going to bring the church to you. And if you'd like to be a blessed amen to MCI Ministry, Ministry Radio. You may do so with your support to the kingdom of God. Amen. We do have a Cash App, praise God. And it's $Anointed, meaning A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D, 222. I'm going to say it again, y'all. Come on now. Because we want to be able, amen, to bless the kingdom of God. It is $A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D, 222. Amen. Your tithes and your offering goes to your church, praise God. Hallelujah. And if you need some information from us, praise God, you may do so, amen, at 302-883-9799. And you know what? I want everyone to be blessed. Know that God loves you. God hears you. God believe in, yes, Holy Spirit. God loves you, y'all. Amen. Praise God. So be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. This is MCI Ministry Radio, and we love you, and we love you, and thank you so much for being here with us on today. God bless you all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was our own Dr. Callum McNeil. Amen. From our announcements on this evening, glory to God. We want to thank you for the announcements, God. We want to thank you, Lord, for being able to come before your people. We thank you for the assignments on today, God. And we thank you, God, because we know that you're all just, all good, and all truth. And we want to continue our lesson. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Like I said earlier, we do have scripture, amen, and I want to, I ain't want to keep you here long. I want to, I maybe have 7 or 8, maybe, you know, I ain't going to, you know, but anyway, I just love the Lord. I love studying, I love getting this information, and I definitely love putting it out there, amen, because I believe that God has us study the way he have us study. I believe that God has us reading and seeking his word and seeking his information on a daily basis, because you never know who you're going to run across throughout of a day. You never know what question is going to be asked of you throughout a day. And when most people know, people who know that you are saved, people that know that you serve the Lord, and you never know when they're in a position where they, you know, I just want to ask somebody, you know, I just want to know what makes God so special in your life, or whatever the question may be. We need to have godly answers. We need to know where we can go in the Bible and fellowship with them, with the word of God. We don't want to give them our own assumptions or what we think they want to hear, because the word of God has power. The word of God is what's going to root through all the darkness and all the mess and get to the bottom of the situation. It's going to get all the gravel out the way. It's going to get all the dirt and nastiness out the way and put a beam of light inside that vessel, that soul, amen. So we gotta, our word has to be light, our word has to be strength, our word has to be loving, our word has to be kind, our word has to be of, so the godly things can come alive in that individual, amen. So let's not forget, like, get into your word, like, stay in, I mean, I believe you into your word, just stay in it, dig harder, amen. Ask for new revelation, ask God to impart things in your mind that nobody's never had. I mean, I can't tell you what to do. These are just the things that I do because I want to get closer, because I figure and know that there's a bigger ministry than what we have here. There's a whole world of people that's going to either gravitate even closer to God now. So when the church doors open back now, fire should be blazing. The seat should be on fire. A person should be able to sit down. When you step into the church, that's holy ground. It should be so much going on when we get to the house of God. We should be bringing so much power and energy and love and joy and fire with us. So when the word of God comes out of our mouth, it is a healing word. It is a delivering word. There's an impacting word that they don't even know what's going on, but the praise that they want to give God. They don't know why they're praising God the way they're praising God. They don't know why they're crying, why they're rejoicing, because God done made a move. He done brung us through. The song say, I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here. Amen. And we must remember that. Amen. Go with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 147. We're going to go right to verse 5. Like I said, I'm not going to keep you here long. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're talking about the Father and the characteristics of the Father. And you ask yourself, can you really trust God? Yes. Can you really trust God and the Father? Ain't no and the Father. He is the Father. Amen. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is significant, infinite, infinite. Amen. The Lord lifts up the humble and he casts the wicked down to the ground. Amen. He's everywhere. He's our Lord. He's mighty in power. There's nothing that he, listen, God can blow right now in the atmosphere. You wouldn't even know Corona existed. But God is drawing us nearer. Sam Cooke and the Stamp Quartet had a song, Nearer, My God, to Thee. He's drawing us. Oh, watch how the churches be packed. Oh, watch how the holy hands be raised. Oh, watch how the altar be filled. Oh, watch how confession. Oh, watch how communion. Watch the baptism. There's going to be a mighty move in God. The kingdom is going to, we're going to be in an uproar. It's time. God is in charge. He knows what he's doing. Amen. I believe it. I feel it so in my spirit that God, oh, he has a plan. Amen. Go with me to the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, God is real. And let's not let the enemy fake us out right now. Because some people are still doing ungodly things. We're still robbing people, still doing things that's not of God. We have to pray for those individuals. Amen. We have to pray for those individuals. The book of Colossians, amen, the 1, verse 16 through 17. And it reads like this. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. All things were created through him and for him. Amen. Not only did Jesus create all things, everything was created for his purpose, where Christ said to be heir of all things. He has a purpose, y'all. He has a purpose for this situation right here. April 6, 2020, he has a purpose for this. He has a purpose. And I believe his purpose is to draw us closer. Cry out. Oh, Father, what's going on? Oh, Father, spare me. Oh, Father, bless those that are sick. Oh, Father, it's calling a prayer time. He's calling the prayer warriors. The prayer warriors have to go bombarding the heavens for those who don't know how to pray. And for those who prayer just ain't getting through, we got to keep praying and praying and praying. And I can't tell you how to pray. I remember something I read in the Bible. Jesus prayed so hard his blood was dripping down his face. Whoo! I'm not saying I'm there, but just to think about that, oh, whoo! It does do something to the spirit man in you. Amen. Hallelujah. That's praying without ceasing. Ain't got time for what's going on the other side. Ain't got time for nothing but to go bombard the heavens with prayer. For the sake of somebody else, for the sake of your family, for the sake of you, amen, glory to God. But you bombard in heaven with a sincere prayer. A right heart, contrite heart. Amen. Glory to God. The book of John, chapter 14 and verse 6. Amen. Jesus, I'm going to go up to a verse. I need to go to verse 5 to get the understanding. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We got to go to Jesus. get to the Father. Listen, I wouldn't want to go to nobody. I can't see a better person I want to fall at their feet. Cry out. The man who died on the cross for my sins. The one who went through all the turmoil and all the lashes and all the stuff that he went through for my soul. Oh, I had to go through him to get to the Father. We already know what kind of person he is. We know that he's a suffering Jesus. He has a suffering ministry. He went through for us. He shed blood on Calvary for us. We got to go to him to get to the Father. Oh, man, going to him is like going to the Father. Oh, man. The way, the truth, and the life. Through his death and his resurrection, Jesus is the way to the Father. He is also the truth and the life. As truth, listen, he is the revelation of God. As life, he is the source of our very being. Amen. Glory to God. That's a friend for you. That's who you want to ride with. That's who you want to sacrifice for. That's the kind. Oh, man, Jesus, help me. Whew. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm trying to get through this, Jesus. You are so mighty, so wonderful, so loving. I often sit and think of the cross and Jesus on the cross dying, breathing his last breath while I was out in the world doing God knows what, lying, stealing, conniving, manipulating, everything that I had was doing. And he went up there and gave his life so a nasty, dirty, filthy person like me have a chance. I will never find no one like Jesus, but Jesus. So I got to go to the source, right to the source. He gave me a way. I can come to him. I don't need nobody in the way. I knock on the door, can I speak to Jesus? I can go to Jesus to get to the Father, but I'm cool getting to Jesus. I could sit at his feet and cry and weep and say thank you for giving me another chance. Think back on your life. Think back where you were before you knew Jesus. Think back where your life was going. Think back on who you were serving. Think back who had your back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 11. We're going to go there. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not angry. I'm not being hostile toward nobody. I'm excited. I'm in love with Jesus. I'm excited. I'm a heathen. I know what my past was. I know what I did. I know what he brung me from. Sometimes we forget. We get some nice clothes, we get our help, we get a car, we get some things. He give us a church, he give us a title, he trusts us with some things, and we start thinking we him. We forget how we cried before he saved us, how we forget how we begged to get into the kingdom. We forget the suffering and the nights that we stood up pleading with God, please help me, I'm sick, please help me. I'm killing myself. Please help me. I don't have a direction in life. Please help me. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares for me. Please help me. We cried out these things to the same wonderful God, to the same mighty God, to the same loving, caring God today, no matter what it looks like. My God is in control. He's everywhere. He's shifting and moving and couldn't. He's doing everything he got to do. So when the manifestation comes through, we say glory. Hallelujah. You brought me through this thing, God. You kept me in the midst of it, God. You fed me, God. You kept the blood covering my house, God. Nobody was sick and dying in my home, God. Thank you, Jesus. You kept my right state of mind, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew. Chapter 2, verse 11. For there is no particularity with God. He has no favorites. He loves us all the same. He loves us all the same. The thing is we taking his love for granted. You know, you got a husband, you got a wife, and do you take their love for granted? You know, they cook, they clean, they do everything for you, and you turn their back. You only there when you need them for something. You only there when you only love on them when you want them to do something. You only being nice and saying kind things when you want something. Good all the time. I'm trying to get to a place. I'm not perfect. I'm trying to get to a place where I can be good all the time. I can be better than I was. I can be better than I used to be. I can be better than I was yesterday. I can be better than I was 20 minutes ago. I'm trying to take on the characteristics of my father. I cry out for help. I have a father. Because he writes, sometimes I know man just ain't going to give me what I need. They're going to try to give me what I want to hear. And I don't need that. I don't need you to pamper me. I don't need you to keep me still stuck in that little place of pity. And oh, it's going to be, no, I need the truth. Spank me when I need to be spanked. Let me know, boy, you wrong. Some of us need it hard. We might not admit it. Some of us need God to do what he's doing to remind us that, hey, you ain't the great I am. I am. Hallelujah. Whew. Let's go to the book of Mark. Hallelujah. He is good. He is mighty. He is loving, caring, understanding, humble, forgiving. Whew, that's the forgiving. He loves us. He loves us. He's with us right now. His Holy Spirit is with us right now. No matter what the enemy might try to make you think, no matter what the enemy might try to make you believe, God is with us right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is mighty. Amen. I'm going to go to verse 17 and come on down. Now, as he was going out on the road, now Jesus is counseling this rich young ruler. One came running, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Whoo! How many of us can relate to that statement? We might have not said "good teacher," but we might have said, "Oh Lord, what can I do to inherit eternal life?" We might have cried it out, "Oh God, if you just give me another chance, what can I do to get eternal life? What can I do to turn from my wicked ways? What do I have to do?" And listen to how he answered him. So Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God." Whew. Plain and simple. Only one. No one is good but God. That reply is a claim the young ruler to recognize. We have to be like God. We have to do our best to imitate God. Hallelujah. I got two more. Hallelujah. Work with me. I know the time is running out. The book of James. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, listen, listen. Don't be fooled and thinking it's over. Let's not be fooled and think God forgot us. Let's not be fooled and think God is just, well, they made their bed, let them lie in it. The devil is a liar. Amen. I just believe he's just shifting. He's blowing in the wind. He's blowing it the way he wanted. He's doing it the way he wanted. We just got to be obedient and follow suit. Amen. We have to be obedient and follow suit. Glory to his magnificent name. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I just start at verse 13 and read down to 19? Let no one say when he is tempted, "I am tempted by God." For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. Verse 14. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desire and enticed. Verse 15. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren, for every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, whom there is no variation of shadow, of turning. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that he might be a kind of first fruits of his creations. There's a lot of nuggets in that. There's a lot of fire in that. There's a lot of fruit right there in that. But each one is tempted, verse 14, when he is drawn away by his own desires. Can anybody relate with me? Can anybody be truthful tonight and remember when they were drawn away? They were drawn away with their own desires, with their own lustful desires, with I got my own thing I want to do. Amen. And guess what? And enticed, when you was enticed, guess what? That led to sin. And guess what sin did? It groaned and it brings forth death. Let's be careful about following our own desires. Let's hold fast. Let's stand fast. Let's get to the point where we love on Jesus. Do we trust in Jesus? Let's get to the point that we know the difference between God's voice and the enemy's voice. Let's get to the point that no one can fool us. No one can move us. No one can unroot us out of where God has put us. Amen. Let's remember these things. Hallelujah. And listen, I love Jesus, and I know he loves me. But I'm nothing without him. And I got to every day change. Every day I got to do something to change. Every day I'm trying to change. If I can get 1, 2, 3 to touch and agree with me on change, not to say that we are all bad people, but the things that we know of not of God, let's change them. Let's try to change our characteristics to be more like Jesus. Amen. Before we go out, I want to leave us with a song, but I want to pray us out. I want to thank everybody who tuned in tonight. I want to thank all our listeners around the world, and I want everybody to be safe. I want everybody to be obedient to the law of the land. I want everybody to be cautious, and I want everybody to trust and believe that God has a plan. And God will never leave you nor forsake you. And I want us to believe and walk in faith and trust God like we've never trusted God before. Cry out to him. Believe in him. Understand that he has a plan way, way, way beyond our way of thinking. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you for what you've done here on this evening. We thank you for your people. We thank you for your assignment. We thank you for your love, your blood, your son who died on the cross so that we can live and have everlasting life. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your love and your patience with us, God. We thank you for holding on to us and giving us a chance to hold on to the altar, giving us a chance to just stay connected to you and believe in you, to stay, to keep on holding on to the hem of your garment, God. We thank you and believe that we're changing for the better. And we do these things and say these things in Jesus' name, amen. This has been your Fix It Six, and I have been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real. God bless you.
Let's do it together, church. Come on, lift up your hands and tell him yes. Somebody needs to make that confession of faith tonight. Say it.
I will never be the same. Not after being with you.
I want you to say this. I came here sick, but when I leave, I'll be healed. Granddaddy up these steps here. Come on. I'm changing. Fix me up. You turn me around. Granddad!